people of Earth, and the ultra-cool society living just below the surface of the moon. Oh, wait, you don't know about that yet. I mean, just people of Earth, no one else nearby. Certainly not the hottest party in town. Anyway, this transmission just arrived, and we all know, when a podcast goes unlistened to, the angel of a 40-something tech bro has his wings taken away from him. So, sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Arnie, sorry, why don't you read this intro I made? It's another one of those bad lips.
Okay. Get wet from the butthole, baby.
Oh, that's something else. Sorry. Sorry. Here you go.
You saw something personal.
Okay. Butthole from the get wet, baby.
There we go.
A weekly podcast from the Usador Sucks. What? I'm your host, Chunt the Talking Badger. I don't know why you didn't designate yourself as a shapeshifter on this.
Oh, Bebo. Boy.
I can't. It's getting hard for me to read. Here, why don't you read some of this?
Oh, Arnie, did you hear what I said?
What?
I said Bebo.
Bebo?
Bebo. Huh. Yes, sir. I think I broke Arnie. Usually he goes, what's that?
Yeah, I don't know what happened to him today. Arnie, are you all right?
Oh, well, what's Bebo? Sorry, I'm just a little stressed out. I've acquired so many titles, and I'm really focused on that. But what's Bebo?
Bebo is short for Bing Bong. I felt like Bing Bong was just eating up a lot of my intro, and I thought we could kind of streamline the intro by me saying Bebo, and then, of course, me doing a fun little bad lips, and that I think that worked out. Obviously, we added a minute and a half of us figuring out what Bebo is, but other than that, I think we are... I just want to free up more time for our guests, Arnie.
Oh, okay.
Because I feel like when I say Bing Bong, the full thing, it just eats up a lot of time.
That's true.
Usador! Exclamation point.
Oh, wow. Very good. Usador, I didn't think you'd heed my note, but thank you for doing that.
I'm always willing to try new things.
And Arnie, actually, here's the revised intro that's a little bit shortened. Why don't you go ahead and read that?
Hello.
Nailed it.
Nice.
Got it in one.
All right. Let's take it from the top.
Hello.
Bebo.
Usador! Exclamation point.
Again.
Hello.
Bebo.
Usador! Exclamation point.
Again.
Hello.
Bebo.
Usador! Exclamation point.
Sorry. I'm reopened to notes.
Mine is still the longest.
Yours is still the longest. Also, you don't need to read out the exclamation point.
Don't I?
Well, Arnie, he only speaks in exclamation points, so he has to say it if he wants people to know he's putting emphasis on it, because he puts emphasis on everything.
I don't put emphasis on everything. There are some things which I don't emphasize at all.
See, Arnie, see?
Usador, can you say your name subtly?
Subtly? Of course. I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius. Master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas.
Semicolon.
The elves know me as Fionnuluk. The dwarves know me as Shonen and Hoogstrangis, and I am known in the northeast.
Whole body's starting to suck outside itself.
Me star! Wow. And then reveal the secret issue of the
Bebo?
Whew. No, Arnie, that's mine. Yeah, I say Bebo. Or no, actually, wait, hold on, you try it.
Bebo.
Hello.
All right.
Arnie, I don't want to concern you, but many people are trying to kill you. You're the greatest warrior in Foon. You're also the greatest lawyer in Foon.
Yeah. There's so many lawsuits. Arnie, we're getting so many lawsuits sent to the tavern about you.
And now I've heard that there is some sort of dimensional rift disturbance I've sensed on the astral plane. So there's probably somebody trying to
I hate to back this up.
Yeah.
You've heard that there's some kind of disturbance on the astral plane.
That's right. That's right.
You heard about it and you felt it.
I felt it, and then I opened my ears and I listened and I said, is there a disturbance? I feel one. And it was kind of like a
and it's usually it sounds like, it's a, but it was like, it's like it sounded like a little broken in there. It's the best I can explain it in sort of your human terms. It's beyond your understanding, the things that happen outside of this dimension. So I'm trying to make you understand.
Get sucked back into Tavern World or something like that?
Oh, I hope not.
Oh, we could re-interview Jerry Seinfeld.
That would be exciting.
That world was upsetting and very strange to me. And there are so many other worlds we've been to and experienced, you know. Earth in 1989 is a big one. And let's see, what else?
What else?
Isn't there that dark world that Tanakin the Pinglet is from?
Oh, yeah. We didn't experience that directly, but we have met people from there.
That's right. That's right. Tanakin came here.
Where was the place we went where we turned all cars into ice cream? What was that?
That was
Earth.
That was Earth.
Okay. That was Earth.
So on Earth, cars are ice cream?
I thought they ran on ice cream.
They ran on ice cream. Yeah. Okay, my bad. It's just so much shit happens.
It's just for a month in 1989. No one's even going to fucking remember.
Guys, That's right. Our horses are somewhere.
Speaking of, I just heard a pretty loud whinny outside. Oh. Are we expecting anyone?
Whoa, is that the Soul Walker?
I don't think so.
He just kicked in the doors like they're saloon doors, but they're not saloon doors. They're regular doors.
How'd he do that? He broke our door and
Hey, come on, man. Oh, he's walking up. Oh.
Easy there, friend. My quarrel ain't with you. My quarrel's with that varmint sitting right over there. One Mr. Arnie Niekamp by name. I've tracked you across desert and plain, down dry creek bed and over mountain stream. And now I finally found you, Arnie Niekamp, and I'm a-calling you out.
Arnie, I think I know who this is.
Who?
It's gotta be Farnor, right? You know Arnor's brother who's a foyer? It's gotta be him, right?
I was thinking it was Yosemite Sam.
Who?
Look, friend. I recognize your resonant signature. You come from that cowboy world that Arnie and I did but not so long ago return from. Oh, but I can also sense on you other places. And when you say across field and plain, is that plain spelled P-L-A-N-E?
Plain, you see, is sort of a homophone.
Yes.
Can have many meanings. Words are valises of a sort which can contain many meanings. And so this plane of mine is double entendrefied.
Oh, great. This guy's read a book.
Wait, mysterious stranger. Before you try to hurt me, I have to know. What's the difference between homophone and homonym? Because I could never get those two figured out.
They're both spelled the same but pronounced differently, and one is they're spelled differently but pronounced the same. Is that...
homonym would be tear and tear. But a homophone would be... tear the thing out of your eye and tear different
and ways. Jump off the table, put a chamber pot on his head. I got it! Whee! 8 seconds! Whoa. Easy, friend. We're just having some fun. I thought you were the guest today, and we're just trying to have fun with
you. Take it easy there, friendo. I put hot lead in a bigger varmints than you.
Now here, list to Usador, the greatest wizard in all of Foom, and know that I shall unleash unholy terror upon thee if thou cannot prove that this is indeed the Arnie Niekamp you seek, for there are many Arnie Niekamps across many parallel worlds.
Oh shit, Arnie, it's a Foonian standoff. That's one guy's pointing guns at a wizard, the wizard is pointing a wand at him, and animals shivering in the corner.
Wait, it's always exactly this?
Yes, Arnie. What are you not getting?
It's a classic tableau, Arnie and Niekamp. Try and catch up. Listen here. I sense some confusion about why I'm here playing across your visage. Well, I'm here to tell you that I'm here to bring justice to you, Arnie and Niekamp. As to who I am and what power I represent and how I come to be here... Well, hitch your wagons to the post, because it's a long walk.
Oh, well, have a seat. Let's get some drinks.
All right.
What do you drink?
I used to.
Huh.
Till I shed my mortal vessel and took on the sort of a shambling, corpse-like visage that you see, clad in a black hat, a black duster, black belt, black boots, onyx black spur. You get the idea.
Yeah, does that get hot? It's got to get hot in the desert.
Gets so hot.
Lord, it's hot as blazes, but dark clothes really suck up the heat of the sun.
Yeah.
Now, friend, I'll get you any libation you wish from the bar.
I think he prefers friendo. And also, don't get him a libation. Just grab him a drink. What are we doing?
Okay. Whatever you need. You need but ask. We would happily parlay with thee and learn of your life and your ways to see what issue you take with our friend Arnie and perhaps talk it through.
Yeah, very often in these sort of standoff scenarios, before gunfire pops off, there's a long and protracted conversation. Sometimes,
oh, good.
Sometimes in the extended cut, up to 3 to 4 hours of conversation before an orgiastic ballet of violence.
Arnie, aren't you glad I shortened the opening now?
I am.
A friend, what should we call you?
At one time back on Hyphoon, I was known as Crispin Vercingetorix Walker. Then one day I was struck by some polecat's bullet. A coward shot me in the back. I was offered the chance to go off to the great beyond or to return as the right arm of a power greater than myself. A lord that clothes himself not only in lightning but in thunderclouds of darkness. A dark lord, if you will.
Oh.
To set right those that seek to rend the plains asunder. And so I walk this weary road, now no longer bearing my former name, but the Soul Walker, Hexus Ranger.
Shit, that's cool.
Oh, that is kind of cool.
If you feel the eyes of the Ranger upon you, it is I.
Arnie, that means he might hex us. We gotta be on our best behavior. I don't want... You, sir, have you been hexed before? You said it was the worst, right?
Oh, yes. Being hexed is terrible. You don't even know what's happening at the time. Cuck-cuck!
Trust me, friend, you don't want to be hexed. Oh, you don't want to know what it's like in the great state of Hexus. But I've been tracking you for the crime of impersonating your planar doppelganger. You swap places with him, set the planar system out of balance, and the delicate dance upon which all the planes revolve, in the barn dance of the various planes as they circulate round their central axis doing their graceful galactic do-si-do. You have set it unright, Arnie Kneecamp, and I have followed you from Hyphoon, from planes from the farthest reaches of the planar expanse to here, Foon, and it is here where at high noon itself, I shall put a bullet in you with the trusty six-shooter I wear at my side. All these notches in the hilt of my pacemaker are those that I've taken down in the past. The souls that I've added to those that dwell within me.
Oh, no, Arnie, look. Underneath his shirt, I'd know that tongue anywhere. He's got a necklace of Arnie tongues.
What?
He's got a necklace made of Arnie tongues.
Wait, how do you know those are my tongues?
I know your tongue anywhere.
Oh.
I don't know which part to be more disturbed by.
Some say that the tongue is the window to the soul. I for one believe that piece of frontier poesy.
Yeah, I think it's more of the slide out of the mouth, right? Well, I guess it's all how you pose your tongue.
Since you don't swap places with your plain old doppelganger, I gotta set the planes right by snuffing out every Arnie Kneecamp in all of multiplayer existence.
What?
That's right.
He's not just looking for you, Arnie. He's looking for every Arnie. Oh, and it's only about a half hour till 5 noon. Barely enough time to take this break.
Then we should go to it.
Yeah, why did we pause for so long? There's not that much time.
That's what I was doing.
Well, sir, the cyberpunk Arnie Kneecamp that I done killed went by the moniker Arnie 3 Camp.
Oh, styled it with shit, a numeral 3. That's fun. Yep.
I took him out before he could blast me with his cyber pistol on the back of his neon light cycle. Before he went down, he yammered on apace about how all these moments would be lost like tears in the rain, etc.
Yep. Sounds cool. Was that a really cool version of me?
It was in the rain. Neon was every place. Oh, it was real atmospheric.
Now, see, I thought Arnie Three Camp was the one that taught children how to count. Was that a different one?
That was in the children's entertainment plane. Arnie styled himself Uncle Ernie Three Camp, a lovable uncle to the children of the world, and taught them about shapes, numbers, sentence structure, how to wriggle out of a bullying situation.
Sure.
Oh, it didn't do my heart good to snuff out that Arnie, but, you know, my mandate is my mandate.
That one sounds a little creepy.
Oh, yeah, don't get me wrong. Despite his pleasant and beneficent message, he gave off creepy vibes.
Mm-hmm. And you say that there's always a version of Chunt and I there as well.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Huh.
In the cyberpunk world, it was Usacron.
Ooh.
Yeah, a mandroid that accompanied Arnie in E-Camp and assisted him with his multifaceted robotic prowess skills. And also there was Chaunt. The O in the center was just a numeral zero.
Oh.
And Chaunt was a holographic projection that could assume any shape. He existed mostly in cyberspace, having given up his wetware body a long time ago.
Oh, wow.
Get wetware? Wow, that is all. And are they still around, or did they...
Sounds like that Arnie is dead. What about, did you kill his sidekicks?
If the sidekicks advocate for Arnie Niekamp, then sometimes against my will, I gotta blast them as well. But you'd be surprised how rarely that happens.
That doesn't look great for us. Now, I'm confused because we spent a lot of time in Haifun, and there was no doppelganger of me there. We looked high and low. There was Arnie, clearly. There was Champ, the horse, and Usador.
We've been over this. Magic Jack Star was their Usador.
I don't think so.
That Ulysses. Doesn't rhyme with Usador.
A fellow named Ulysses de Lamour set me on the trail of you, Arnie.
What?
That's right.
I knew I hated that guy.
Can I ask you a weird question, Soulwalker Hexus Ranger?
Finally, all these pedestrian questions are boring me to dang tears.
When you inevitably come across another one of you, like a parallel you.
Oh, yeah. Because we've got a Soulwalker here somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Do you ever, like, I don't know, you ever, like, kiss each other?
Okay, I'm listening.
Would you kiss your clone, is what I'm saying.
You raise an interesting ethical quandary there, Varmint. Yeah, is it ethical? Is it moral to make out with yourself? Something we've all fantasized about. If you were to meet an extraplanar version of yourself, a doppelganger as it were, would you give in to temptation and love yourself the way no one else is capable of loving yourself, knowing yourself as well as you do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Varmint, I'm afraid to answer this question, I must draw a discreet veil over my answer.
Please don't say draw. Please don't say draw. Can you say anything else?
Yeah, even when I said it, I reached for my piece.
I saw, and I also got to say, hands to the shins? What's going on there? Your wingspan has to be like
long
22
arms.
Feet?
Very long arms.
Yeah.
After passing through the cyberpunk plane and taking out Arnie Three Camp, I did, of course, meet their soul walker, a creature of eldritch cyber magics who dwelt only in the cyberverse.
Yeah.
Who styled his name with a numeral 5 at the top. There were some Russian letters in there. Kind of hard to get out in speech.
Yeah. Probably not great in an audio medium.
In an audio medium, yes. After we had made sweet love to one another,
Wait.
Sorry?
Hold on. Wait a minute. See, you did. You did it.
As I said, I would draw a discreet curtain over these meetings. A soul walker don't kiss and tell.
Anyway, you just did. You just told.
Just told us.
That's not how I remember it.
We don't know if they kissed.
That's true. Okay.
After our cyber assignation, I got some...
What's this?
Nice. That's what you call it, huh?
After a little cyber peccadillo. I had some cyber implants put into my shanks and my brassos there, friendo. That's right. I had some cyber implants put in, so I got some extra elbows here. I pick up a few things on the way through all the planes that I traverse. That's why I got this little monocle here from the steampunk world.
Wow.
Ooh, what is steampunk?
Well, sir, it's a fine line between cowboy world and steampunk world. Some might say cowboy world, well, there's steam in that. And and punk, well, that's just name for a wayward youth. But until you got fellers walking around simply drenched in cogs and gears, you got people walking around on steam-powered automatons creeping around like spider fellers.
Whoa.
And, sir, I'm afraid you ain't in a steampunk scenario.
Okay, I kind of have a mental image of it, but just to be clear, there's not, like, gears on people's big old hats, right? That would be silly.
Friendo, there's gears.
What? On hats?
If there's a surface, you better believe there's gears. Yeah, all kinds of hats. Cowboy hats, flat caps especially.
Oof.
They're doing things to newsboy caps over in steampunk world, I tell you the truth. Ooh, and they never met an English accent they didn't want to really lean into. And the mustaches are wide as the dang old horizon. Some of those mustaches got gears in them in steampunk world. But me, I picked myself up a little monocle, just a little eyepiece to put over my undead eye socket.
Ooh, what does that do for you, then?
Oh, just for show. I mean, most of the steampunk stuff is just for show, too. Let's get down to brass tacks, friends. Cog ain't gonna do you much good when it's strapped to the inner surface of your flat cap.
Also, think of the neck problems. Someone, please.
Well, I have to wonder. You've had so many amazing adventures. Is it possible that it's time to retire and share your story with the world? You've seen so much already.
These are the sort of things that I whisper into my own ear after a night of intimate lovemaking with one of my doppelgangers.
Okay, now I get it. For a second.
Why don't we just give it all up? Run away together. Be as one together. Ooh. I say, not knowing where my body ends and their body begins.
Well, because your arms are so long.
The same body. And also, yes, the immense length of my arms. But please, allow me to draw a discreet veil over such scenes as this. I do not wish to speak of them.
Arnie, this guy could give himself a reach around.
We admire your candor. It's so refreshing to see someone who doesn't just ask gross questions or talk on and on about their sexual exploits. But I do have to ask you one standard question we always ask everyone on the podcast. Do you actually have a penis?
And also, Uncle... Dead or alive?
Yes, is your uncle dead or alive? That's the other one.
We ask everyone.
Starting last week.
As I've traversed many a plane, I always tip my hat to whatever the lore is of a particular zone or dimension. Do I have a pedenda? No, sir, I'm afraid I don't. As I'm a shambling animated corpse, though I have extra joints in my arms, I ain't so much blessed with a manhood. Me and my doppelgangers have to give creative in our intimate dances. Yes, describing pleasures so sublime that to have a manly unit such as that would only get in the way of the wild permutations that our bodies find nestling into one another. And as for my uncle, he died in a mine collapse.
Oh, no!
Yes!
Well, constraints inspire innovation, so kudos to you for your... ability to adapt and continue to make love to yourself, no matter what plane you find yourself on.
One must adapt to given constraints, like the fellers in that diesel punk world, shooting around on their jetpacks.
Hold on.
Sky captaining around in their dirigibles.
Hold on, there's a separate diesel punk and a steampunk world and a cowboy world?
If there's a source of power, you can best believe there's a punk of it, okay? There you got yourself your steampunks with your cogs and gears, your diesel punks with your gasoline, your big old fuselages, your jetpacks and your rocketeers. You got yourself your wind punks.
Wind punks?
Yeah, like the age of sail, you know? Hot air, the lighter-than-air vehicles and all that. Your one pieces and whatnot.
Did you...
What bullshit's on their hat?
Their hats are mostly made of straw. Windpunks sometimes had little sails on them. Sometimes little capstans and anchors.
That's pretty cute.
Why would you have a sail on your hat? You'd lose your hat.
Yeah, it sounds like windpunks and steampunks should swap hats. The heavy gear's going to hold that down in the wind. And in the steam, you went a little lighter fare, so maybe the... I'm
going to get a big anchor for my hat. I'll be right back.
Soulwalker is... It seems like you're mostly just traveling...
Hexus Ranger.
Sorry. Soulwalker, Hexus Ranger. It sounds like you're mostly visiting worlds that are pretty similar to the one you left.
Believe me, I've traversed far, far and wide, up and down, planes where conventional direction has no meaning. I've been to all sorts of worlds. Water worlds, gothic industrial worlds, swing revival worlds.
Oh. No. You know what? Now that I think about it, I haven't had it so bad after all. It could be worse.
Oh, the swing revival worlds, they are jumping, jiving, and wailing all over the place. Oh, Big Daddy Arnie Knee Camp there. I took him out, and you best believe it was smoking.
What were my companions in that world?
You were accompanied by the Usador analog was a big bad voodoo daddy, mm-hmm. and the Chunt analog was a squirrel nut zipper.
That
makes sense.
I'm wearing pants.
What do you think of my anchor? On my hat?
Usador, your neck is clearly broken.
Yeah. Well, I can fix that later. Don't worry about it.
Well, I see by the old clock on the wall, we're getting mighty close to noontime. You know, I could sit here jawing all day with you about the various planes I've been through and the various times that I've found incredible and sublime physical love, where pleasure and pain take on new meanings in the arms of my various doppelgangers across the planarverse. But I got myself a job to do, Arnie Niekamp. I'm a-calling you out.
Oh, shit. Do we have to go outside?
That's how it's traditionally done.
Arnie, you're about to be killed and your big worry is getting up from the table?
I guess so.
You got a knee thing?
A little bit.
Arnie, knee cramp? You got a knee cramp?
I do have a knee cramp.
Okay, hold on. Time out. Okay, let's get Arnie some salt. We'll massage that cramp out and then we'll be back. We'll be right back. So, Soulwalker, Hexus Ranger, I have to ask, have you ever had any sidekicks?
Many have tried, but none can walk the weary road of the Soulwalker, Hexus Ranger. Very often the Chaunt or the Chunt or the Chint will have this conversation with me.
Huh.
We'll try to bail on Arnie, like right before he gets plugged by me and follow me around for a while.
Well, hey, don't get the wrong idea. I, Arnie, would never bail on you, okay? I'm just trying to get to know thine enemy, right?
Soulwalker, how many times does the Chunt equivalent say exactly that?
He will deny you three times, Arnie Niekamp.
No. I will. Come on, I'm not going to bail on him. Arnie, I promise right now. Is that silver? What is that? What is that thing in your pocket there?
Yeah, it's. I got some silver and turquoise.
Oh, I want that so bad.
Yeah, it's pretty sick. Right, and these suspenders, I picked these up in Swing Revival World.
Now, I know it seems tempting to kill Arnie. I've thought about doing it many times myself. What? But you must know this. There is a Soulwalker on our world. A broken Soulwalker. Lost on a volcano many miles from here. Should you stay here and kill Arnie? Or should you find that Soulwalker and attempt to make them whole once again through sexual healing?
Yeah, and this Soulwalker is toit. High cheekbones.
I know what I'd choose. I'd kill me.
I imagine if you kill Arnie that you sort of like leap out of here in some sort of like quantum sort of... expanse.
Jump, a quantum jump?
Yes, sort of a quantum jump, if you would.
I'm so sorry, but I have an actual follow-up question to that also, which is, whenever you get to a new world, do you say something to yourself? Like, do you, like, try to orient where you are and then say something?
Yeah, and do some of the Soulwalkers not hold up?
Like, in your memory, are you like, fucking all bangers every time. But then you
he said he's all bangers.
Oh, all them soul walkers are certified bangers. Yes, sir. Oh, Lordy, sometimes I'll find myself in a world after killing the previous planes, Arnie and E-Camp, and just look at myself in the looking glass and say, oh, boy. But yeah, you do this enough times, they can't all be winners, you know?
Yeah. Tell us about it. Hey, Arnie. Hey, I got a plan.
Okay.
It's all gravy, baby.
This is the part where they whisper to each other and I'm left here with you.
When he shoots his gun, dodge the bullet. All right, big guy.
I can't do that. Don't rely too heavily on that plan working.
Walker's broken, you say?
Yeah, oh, very. Apparently, we were told by Baron Ragoon that Soulwalker was undone when the Dark Lord of our world was dispatched, let's say.
Arnie Niekamp.
Yes?
I am the long arm of justice. Literally the longest arm of justice.
Very long arms.
Spider.
I've tracked you across the veils of reality, and nothing will stop me from executing planar justice on you, snuffing you out of this and every other existence. But
yes,
I hear that there's a soul walker on this plane who is tight as hell. And if I blink out of this existence after killing you without getting to clap these peepers on that soul walker, I know I'll be kicking myself across the various planes from now until the uncreation of reality.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to trot many a weary mile off to this little volcano you mentioned, see if I can't set a spell with this broken soul walker of yours and, you know, maybe get something going.
Sure. Cause a wheel.
Whew. And as soon as that is done, as soon as our dark and uncanny assignation is complete, I'm coming for you, Arnie Niekamp.
Okay.
Nothing can stop me. Justice is coming.
Can we put like a rough timeline on that? Like, can we expect you in like... I feel like usually when we get like a promise of that, it's the kind of thing where it's like we see you again in about like a year's time. Is that fair?
And is it like mouth to assignation or just like regular assignation?
Friend, any conceivable interlocking that you can think of, we've done it. But I don't mean to spin these yarns all day. Allow me to draw a discreet veil between this tale and your tender ears. And just know, Arnie Niekamp, that I'll be coming for you. Maybe in a year or more's time. Whenever you run out of other people to talk to and you're like, let's talk to that guy again. He never turns us down.
Arnie, I hate to do this. Buddy, this is actually going very well. Could you make it like 5 months, 6 months? I don't know. Arnie, am I wrong? Am I crazy? Yeah,
that's fair.
I mean, I could put up with Arnie for another 5 months.
Just remember, the eyes of the ranger are upon you. Any wrong you do, he's gonna see. And if you feel the hexes, look behind you, because that's where the ranger's gonna be.
Whoa, he flew into the rafters!
Where'd he go?
And he grabbed that dachshund. Did you see that? He got a long little doggy.
Jetpack!
Oh, he must have gotten that from the diesel world.
Diesel pump!
What? I gotta say, fuck that guy, but also, what an exit.
Pretty cool, right?
Crazy. That was amazing.
I mean, of all the people who want to kill you, Arnie, that one's probably my favorite.
Yeah. I'm just glad I didn't have to accidentally kill him and then add another title to my name.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Well, I mean, we've bought you some time, but you're still in mortal danger, Arnie. How should we prepare for the return of Soulwalker Hexus Ranger?
Well, listeners, if you've got any ideas...
Sure, put it on them.
Email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. Or better yet, join the Patreon at patreon.com/magictavern.
Or you can email me at chunt@gmail.com. And of course that's chunt with 6 T's.
Obviously.
Arnie, I do know of someone who might... No, I don't know if it'd work.
Well, what is it?
What?
The Land of Rays. Have you heard of this? There's a Land of Rays, and there's these people there. They're giving, always giving. They're called the Givens in the Land of Rays. They're Raylan Givens.
Oh.
They're Rayland Givens, Ernie.
I see.
Okay.
And we'll cut that out.
Here's the thing. I feel like Usador and I had no idea what you're talking about, and we were totally justified in not understanding.
No, we'll be cutting that out, Ernie. Matt Young out of Refi, we'll be cutting that out.
He's still up there in the rafters. I'm going to open the door so he can get out of here.
He's just flying around like a bat,
really
trying to find a window.
He's really bumping into the wood. Oh, his coat's caught. His coat's caught.
Get his coat. Get his coat. Get a stick. Get a stick and knock that loose. Door's open.
Got a tennis racket?
See where it's caught. Need my damn monocle. I'm coming for you, Arnie Decamp. Soul Walker hits a stranger.
Why limit yourself to ways Arnie can defeat Soulwalker Hexus Ranger, listeners? If you have any ideas about a fitting conclusion to this entire series, get in touch. And remember, just stop is always a valid suggestion. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Avril Refai. Crispin Vercingetorix Walker was played by none other than Ross Bryant. Check out Ross crushing it on various shows on Dropout.tv. And if you want to see Ross live in all his willowy hipster dad vibes glory, he'll be at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. performing with the Improvised Shakespeare Company December 4th through the 23rd. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Supporters like Maria Prosapio, J. Dubs, Mitchell Sheehan Jewers, Joey Thompson, Linnea Lang, Heather Vickers from Otley, S.J. Van, Croken, Morgan Gooseman, author of Indie Darling Untitled Gooseman Game, Matt E., Breadcat, Dustin M., Andrew May, Chris, and Frederick Green. Patrons such as Breadcat get ad-free episodes, the entire back catalog including all the previous spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. Hey, we just dropped a new episode of Masters of Mayhem, despite all sorts of cease and desist letters. Listen to this exclusive clip. Do it!
Yeah, everyone, I'm just walking around and it's like a javelin strike in my brain.
Open the gate!
Me?
Look, they're pulling the chains.
Oh, sorry.
You forget them, but there are those guys by the front door who pull the chains.
Yeah, sure. And also,
gate,
I'm not in their union, so I don't touch their equipment. I'm very respectful.
Oh, they hate that. Yeah, don't.
Oh no, don't even get them started.
They do not want help with those chains.
Mm-mm, no, they're getting time and a half for a reason.
Okay,
anyway,
the gate's opening. Yes. Hello.
Hello there.
Oh,
Holy.
Holy shit. You see that thing?
I do see that thing. Have you had any of this wine, or is there a three-headed dog in front of us?
Okay, ask it a question only a three-headed dog and not a ghost would know.
Identify yourself.
Good one.
Are you friend or three-headed dog?
Better one.
I am not yet a friend. I am currently just a three-headed dog to you. I assume you are the proprietors of this property?
To hear the rest and experience diminishing returns in real time, and to learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Refai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer, Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.